Fresh off a trip to Washington, D.C., Governor Sandoval met with reporters last week to break down several meetings with key members of President Donald Trump's cabinet, including Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke, and Secretary of Energy Rick Perry. While the governor broached topics like environmental protection, recreational marijuana, and infrastructure, Yucca Mountain may have been among Sandoval's chief concerns. He says the site is not safe for nuclear storage.
This is a faulty site. It cannot geologically isolate the waste. It is a waste of time. It is a waste of resources. It is a waste of taxpayer money.
Efforts to reopen the site seem to be on the rise. Recently, President Trump proposed a budget that included funding for the project. There's also a federal lawsuit coming out of Texas that looks to force the reopening of Yucca Mountain. Sandoval says he spoke with Secretary Perry, who was the governor of Texas, and that he'll use every legal tool available to him to oppose the site.
I mean, this has been going on since the 80s, and we've been there, we've done that, and we'll continue to do that. And, you know, it's just something that unfortunately keeps coming back. And I have 20 more months as governor, and I'm going to give it everything we have and continue this fight.
While it appears that Sandoval did not get any concrete reassurances that federal agencies will not seek to reopen the site, the governor did say he felt the administration deserved an A+ in terms of how they are working with the Silver State. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.